so far, everything we've been talking about down through this verse 5 has had something to do with money, hasn't it? So God is talking about managing your money and your life. Verse 7 and 8. Just as the rich rule the poor, so the borrower is servant to the lender. Now see, if you got a credit card and you're into debt on your credit card, let's say you got a credit card and you had a $5,000 limit on it, or a $10,000 or whatever, and let's say you are $5,000 and you're over your limit, and you can't make a $5,000 payment to pay off that credit card, then they're going to allow you to make payments on that credit card, but they're going to charge you a interest, they're going to charge you a fee, and they're going to charge you anywhere from 18 to 25%. And I'm going to tell you, you have just become ingrained, enslaved to that organization. As the church, I don't mind you having a credit card, providing you don't spend more on it than you can pay off every month. I have a credit card. Cheryl and I both have a credit card that we use in the ministry only. We buy everything. I pay my radio shows all across the country with my credit card. I buy CDs and DVDs and pay for them with a credit card. Therefore, I can leave the credit card down at Rosemary. She can go buy down at Cam Audio and pick up a whole carload of stuff, and all she got to do is just sign a ticket. She may spend $2,000, $3,000, but she just buys it and brings it out here and signs a ticket, and my credit card number's on file down there, and they run it through, and it always goes through. But every month, last month we had to buy a few little extra things because we needed some extra equipment and everything else. But last month, my credit card bill for 1 month was $30,000. It come time to pay it. I wrote them a check from the bank and paid the whole $30,000. God had provided all of that money. We paid everything on that. That gave us 30,000 miles, almost a free ticket to go anywhere in the United States. So when we went to Norway the other day, it cost, what was that, 60,000 miles each? Yeah, 120,000 miles. Well, between the two of us, we had more than 120,000 miles, so we got to go to Norway and back for virtually no cost. Now, is that wonderful? Now, see, I'm able to take that ministry over there, and I gift my ticket into their ministry so they don't have to pay a $5,000. The tickets were $2,500 apiece if you bought them. That's coach, $2,500. Now, then Cheryl said she wanted to go business class because they had the big, nice, easy, long seats. Until we checked and found out they were $5,000 one way. Business class from here to Norway, $5,000 one way. I told her, I said, you know, I stand on my head for that kind of money. I mean, I'm already miserable, but I stand on my head for that kind of money. I ain't going to spend that kind of money for a ticket. But we use our credit card and we use it to a great advantage for the ministry. You know, when we can buy everything, all the CDs, pay for the radio shows and everything on a credit card. Cheryl usually uses hers to pay for postage, which she pays for all the postage and everything. And so she spends several thousand dollars a month on hers. And both of us, they tie those together, and then they give us advantage miles on American Airlines. And by buying so much stuff, we get to travel gold, so we get to pick the seats we want and everything else. So it has its advantages, but we never make a payment on a credit card that's not full. Now, like I say, last month Dave bought about $10,000, $12,000 worth of equipment, and that's why my bill was $30,000. Usually it runs about $18,000 to $20,000. That's normal. Every month I spend $18,000 to $20,000. But you know, you can't run a ministry like this on nothing. You know that, Alan? It takes money. You know? And so I never ask anybody for money. God just pays his bills. And don't we serve an awesome God? Yeah, when I was in the business world, I never made that kind of money, I'll tell you for sure. Working as an engineer, I never come close to that kind of money. You know, never. But God pays his bills, you know. And so I don't have to worry about nothing, you know. So God just sends money, and we pay bills, you know. Everybody that works for us, nobody has ever had to ask, well, I need my money for last week. Well, I'm sorry, I don't have any. God didn't send me any. That ain't never happened in this ministry since I've been here. Never. God pays his bills. He says, I don't want to be a servant to the lender. Do you? I want to be the banker. I want to be the banker. In fact, I'll tell you what you can do when you're the banker. I sold a home I lived in Highland Village to a man that was a Christian. And he wanted me to carry the note on it. I told him, okay. Now, I didn't know back in those days that I couldn't dwell in the sanctuary of God if I charged my brother interest. So I charged him interest. I didn't know what the Word of God says, that if I want to dwell in the sanctuary of God, I cannot charge my brother interest, my Christian brother. He was my Christian brother. But I was a businessman, and I didn't know that, so I just charged him a little interest. Well, he goes along there for, I don't know, two or three, 4 years, whatever it was. And then all of a sudden, something happened in his life, and he got to where he couldn't make the payments on the house. And so he missed a couple of months, and so I called him. I said, what's wrong? He said, well, my business is not doing real well, and so I just can't make the payments. So we go along there for about 8 or 10 months, and he don't make a single payment. How many finance companies will let you go for 8 or 10 months and not make a payment? So anyway, I decided one day to go over and sat down and talk with him. I went over and I said, you know, I want to know what you've done. I'm learning some of these things. I went over and sat down and I said, you know, are you still going to church? Well, we try to go to church. I said, are you still tithing? He said, I can't tithe, Thurman. I don't have enough money to tithe anymore. I said, oh. So that's what happened. You quit tithing, so God is cursing you. And he said, what do you mean? I said, the Word of God says in Malachi chapter 3, this is the only place in the world where God says he curses you with a curse. He hits you with a double whammy. If you don't tithe, he's going to curse you with a curse. And I said, now I tell you what, I'm going to make you a deal. He said, what's that? I said, you have a 10-year note on this house. You paid about half of it. And you hadn't made me any payments in 10 months. I'm going to tell you, if you and your wife will repent to God and tell him, Lord, I'm sorry, we haven't been going to church regular. And you'll start going to church and you'll repent and tell him, I'm sorry, we haven't tithed, and we ask you to forgive us, or we can't possibly catch up on a tithe. But from this day forth, we will go forth, we will be in church every Sunday, and we promise you every Sunday we'll give you 10% of our net income. I said, will you do that? He said, well, I'll do the best I can. I said, no, let me make it a little bit more clear. If you will do that, and in 3 months, God is not meeting your needs where you can catch up on your payments, I'll give you the rest of the house. I'm going to give him 5 years' worth of payments on a house that's worth $100,000, $120,000. Are you willing to make that kind of a deal with your God? Do you know him that well? I thought I did. So he said, okay, I guarantee we'll go to church every Sunday. He said, if you got that kind of faith in God, that he'll meet my finances, if I'll go to church with my wife and I'll give him 10%, that he'll meet my needs so I can make the house payments, he said, I'll do it. He took me up, and he started going back to church. It wasn't but a month and a half he started sending me money. He started catching up. And then about 2 or 3 years later, he decided his business was getting so good, he wanted to move to a new location. So he put the house up for sale. He sold it, and they paid me the whole deal off whenever the house closed. I got it all. But you know, he looked at me that day, and he said, you know, I ain't never seen a man that had that kind of faith in their God. He said, you realize I owe you 5 years on this house? I said, oh, I know exactly how much you owe me. He said, and you're taking a chance that if I will do what God says, he's going to bless me so I can make the payments. And if he don't, you're going to give me this house and I ain't going to owe you nothing. I said, that's exactly what I'm telling you. But my God showed up for me. Will your God show up for you? Yes, he will. He certainly will. Just as the rich rule the poor, so the borrower is servant to the lender. Well, I don't want to be servant to the lender. I want to be the lender. But you got to realize, now I know, I didn't know back in those days, but now I know that if I am the lender and my people I loan money to, if they are a Christian brother or sister, I can't charge them any interest. I have to loan them the money interest-free. Because if I don't, I can't dwell in the sanctuary of God. It's written in the Psalms. Those who plant seeds, I thought we just started. I'm only down to 8 verses. Wow. Those who plant seeds of injustice will harvest disaster. and their reign of terror will end. You know, think about this. We'll quit here in just a minute, but think about this. I think about how many times men and women have come to me and say, I've got to have you pray for my granddaughter, my grandson, or whatever. I said, what's wrong? Well, they got this problem or this problem or this problem. Or the courts have taken them out and they're in somebody else's house now, and you've got to pray that God will bring them back home. I said, well, where's your daughter? Well, she's on drugs. Where's your son-in-law? Well, he's not my son-in-law. He just slept with my daughter, and he's on drugs too. You want to know why? They got all these problems? You know, obviously people read this book like a novel. If you read this and said, you know, if you go out and plant seeds of injustice, you'll harvest a disaster. In other words, you're going to die early. Does anybody want to harvest a disaster? I certainly don't. And their reign of terror will end. In other words, they're going to die early. Isn't that awful? You know, when you read the Proverbs, in fact, I think it was been a couple of years ago when Phil was still here, I taught through the entire book of chapter, the whole thing, word by word, verse by verse, on Tuesday night Bible study, which we don't have anymore because we travel so much. But I taught the entire book of Proverbs, verse by verse, just like we're doing through this right now tonight. And when I got through with it, I got with Dave and Phil both, and I said, well, now we got to come up with a new subject. We just finished the 31st chapter of Proverbs. I said, what are we going to start on? Phil said, I know, it's real simple. Let's start over chapter 1 again. He said, I learned so many things through it the first time. How many of you know you don't ever learn everything one time through? Nothing, right? You have to read it over and over and over again. But I did not realize that it's 4:15. I mean, I looked at Mark. I thought, my watch is wrong. But wow, I thought we've been 10 minutes. We're 8 verses into the teaching and it's already 4:15. Lord, I mean, can y'all imagine when we get to heaven? That's why we ain't going to have no time up there, right? No time. We don't have to worry about time. Ain't going to be no, I'm going to take my watch off and throw the sucker away, you know, because I ain't going to be worried about time. I'm going to have all the time I want, and I ain't never going to get old or nothing. I'm going to be young.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast in its entirety titled Side Effects from Deliverance, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.